the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm going to try to cue this video up again. We'll try it one more time. Sean Hannity show, in Kamala Harris's own words. This again was from his show last night. And this, of course, is now Friday, September 13th. Final half hour of today's show. We're going to play it for you if it'll play properly. If not, we'll have to move on.
What the heck? Here we go. Hopefully this is it.
From the beginning.
No, this is not.
All right. Had it all queued up, ready to go. Sorry, I apologize. Technology, love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't. It was in her own words. You need to find it. Sean Hannity show last night, in Kamala Harris's own words. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting, and let's see. Let's go to Hannity.com and see if it'll reload this way. I might be able to get it to play this way. Let's do it one last time. I really wanted you to hear it and listen to it this way and play it. See if it works. Okay, try it one more time.
Are America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and for almost 20 years, they've been helping America.
Okay, his commercials are playing first. Let's see if it queues up properly.
They help with
flash
and lockout.
Yeah, nope. Not going to do it. Nope. All right. You got to find it yourself. Sorry, folks. I had it queued up on three different sources during the break. It's not working. So I apologize. The other aspect to all this, and this is kind of interesting, when the absentee ballots go out, this is something that you need to pay attention to. We talked about it. People have requested absentee ballots. They're not going to use them. They're going to leave them sealed. They're going to go vote on election day, see if their clerk tells them that somebody voted for them, basically stealing your identity, voting for you, not allowing you to vote because somebody already voted for you. That's one thing that needs to be done. If somebody voted for you, you're not allowed to vote. You contact the sheriff's office. You don't call 911. You call the sheriff's office directly. You fill out a police report, a complaint. You ask the sheriff to investigate. And this is not election fraud. This isn't anything to do with election integrity. This has to do with stolen identity. If that ends up happening and you're not allowed to vote because somebody else voted for you, you file the complaint. You then research, find out the amount of money that has been spent in allowing illegals to enter our country. At the federal level, at the state level, maybe even at your local level. You are now damaged. Your constitutional rights were taken away. You weren't allowed to vote. You are now damaged because you believe, potentially, an illegal voted for you. A ghost voter voted for you. Dead people, people who no longer live in your county because of the qualified voter files that are so screwed up. Five citizens in the state of Michigan can form a class action lawsuit. What can be done about it? Well, the attorney can seek a temporary restraining order against the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, from printing future ballots in 2025 and in 2026, the election year she plans to run for governor of the state of Michigan. Until our qualified voter files are cleaned up. There's a lawsuit that's been filed by the RNC, the Michigan Republican Party, to stop the handling of absentee ballots pursuant to executive directives that have been put out by Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, issued to local clerks, telling them that they do not have to verify signatures on the outside envelopes as absentee ballots are turned in, whether by drop boxes or by mail. Certain guidelines that she has put out there that are in complete violation of our election laws. Well, this past week, this lawsuit's been filed. And they're asking for an immediate injunction to stop these rules from Jocelyn Benson being used and implemented in the handling of our election this year. If you'd like the full absentee ballot video sent to your phone, texted to you, text me AB, absentee ballot. You text me AB, I'll send you the video. It'll give you full instructions. But we're going to research over the weekend. We're going to find out more about this lawsuit that the RNC and the Michigan Republican Party have filed against Jocelyn Benson for these arbitrary rules that she has forwarded to local clerks. We will absolutely, absolutely be following this lawsuit because this could change the way absentee ballots are processed in this election. Again, they're roughly going out in about 10 days. People will start getting them. Many will vote immediately and return them. How will those absentee ballots be processed at the local level with the local clerks? That's what we have to find out. Because you have to understand something. This is a process. Election laws are election laws. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson does not get to change the laws. She cannot put out executive directives to the clerks in this state and tell them how to handle absentee ballots. Though that's a fact. That's absolutely a fact. So you have to understand that we will be following this. We will research it over the weekend. I'll have a complete field report for you on Monday. In this process, in looking at different news sources, I got this sent to me by Gongware. Somebody had screenshot it and sent it to me, but I can't read the story to you from the photographs of the screenshot. So I'm going to have to access, Gongware over the weekend, research it, prepare, prep for it, and be able to give you the report on Monday. Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio. Talking about Donald Trump's statements about so many Haitian immigrants being transferred, relocated into Springfield, Ohio, this small rural town. Well, Donald Trump said they're eating cats, they're eating dogs, they're eating people's pets. News reports of it all over the place. Democrats absolutely denying what Donald Trump said is true. Well, as we look at this story and we listen to what the Democrats are saying on the campaign trail, Tim Walz, vice president pick for Kamala Harris, the very communist socialist governor of Minnesota, said, absolutely, we are not eating cats. We are not eating cats? You mean the Democrats? It's not what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump, in the debate, claimed that undocumented Haitian immigrants, undocumented illegals, let's call them what they are, abducted and eating cats and dogs in Ohio. Well, before Walz even took the stage, and again during his remarks, the crowd chanted, we're not eating cats. Right. Now, it's very interesting. Taylor Swift, who came out and endorsed Harris and Walz's ticket after the debate. One thing you have to understand, her celebrity status, the Swifties they're referred to, are they going to actually follow her lead? That's the first question. But Walz is actually using that endorsement at rallies. Taylor Swift, as a fellow cat owner, you mess with cat people and you will find out. Give me a break. You're actually going to try to use cats as a get-out-the-vote effort for Harris Walz. You can't make this stuff up, people. And he actually mentioned it and talked about it at a rally. One of the things that I think people are needing to look at, the entire complete media buy-in to all of this, totally supporting it, totally spreading these stories around, pointing to these endorsements from Taylor Swift and other Hollywood celebrities. Look at the facts. Again, I can't stress the importance enough. You've got to get this PAGS video. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got 16 text messages during the break for people wanting the PEGS video. I will send them to you after we get off the air here at 12 noon. We have a complete package available if you're interested. Text me cards. I will send you back the information on how to donate $25 to potentially affect 1,100 voters in your community, in your sphere of influence. We have these cards designed to ask people 11 questions. Once they read the questions, ask them to share this with 11 others. Ask them to look at these 11 questions and consider them before they vote on November 5th. We'll ship you 100 of the cards, some rear window stickers for your vehicles, some business cards for the radio station in this show to get this information out. When you text me cards, not only will I give you the link to acconservatives.org where you can make the donation to get the cards, rear window stickers, business cards, but also I will send you the PEGS video and the sign, Vote Republican, You Know Why. You can forward this information to everybody in your contact list. Get them to watch the 2 minute and 42 second video. Joe PEGS, phenomenal, phenomenal job. Now, one thing you have to understand, when you send this information out to people, this is your job to share it. Ask them to just listen to the video to consider what he's saying. Because it's a very simple message. It's a very simple message, and people need to hear it. Because in that process, they will hear the facts.
You on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris.
You have to understand this video, folks. This video breaks down every one of these statements. Every one of these statements that he's talking about.
.86% average, 132% under Biden Harris, 5.45% under Trump. Green costs up 11.6% under Trump, 21.6% under Biden Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6 under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go...
Now, you got to understand, in this video, he has the graph. He has the graphs absolutely there for you to be able to see... visually see what he's saying in the audio. And this is averages. Like I said, gasoline, for example. When Donald Trump took office after Obama-Biden administration, gas was at $3.50 a gallon. When he left office, it was $1.89. So the average of his 4 years was $2.49 a gallon. Immediately after Biden takes office, look at the gasoline bar graph on this video. It goes right back up to his average being $3.50 a gallon. Again, I got a very simple question. In the last 3.5 years since Biden's been in office, how many gallons of gasoline have you bought? Let's say, 20 gallons a week. A full tank in a mid-sized vehicle, 20 gallons. 50 weeks a year, 1,000 gallons. At $1 a gallon, on average, more under Biden-Harris. That's $1,000 cash that you should have in your bank account right now just on gasoline alone. Per year, for the last 3.5-4 years, that's $3,500. You should have in your bank account, if Donald Trump had been elected, reelected, and would have kept the energy policies he had versus Biden-Harris policies. After 3.5 years, you'd have $3,500 in your bank account right now that you spent at the gas pump. Don't even talk about food prices. Text me, Pags. I'll send you the video. Text me cards, I'll send you the package. That's it for this week. Now back to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call...